Good evening. Dr. Schneider dictated a 6-minute walk test on Ann Douglas. This goes to to Natasha Anderson, RNP on 10/25/22. Mrs. Douglas performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her rumen saturation was 93%, period. After walking 350 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94%, period. Empagraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas W. Rapp, RAPP. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 10/25/22, Mr. Rapp performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. It was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of restriction without significant airways obstruction, period. Empagraph impression, moderate restriction with a reversible component of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study date of 6/14/22, there's been no significant change. Period. Empagraph impression, moderate restriction with a moderate impairment in flow rates, which has a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Quinn. This goes to Patrick Craig, Comedio. On 10/25/22, Mrs. Quinn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a minimal degree of airway obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study data, 1/4/22, there's been no significant change, period. Empagraph impression, mild reversible airways obstruction, consistent with asthma, showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Tom Daniels. This goes to Tori Asbury, DO. On 10/25/22, Mrs. Daniels performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her rumen saturation was 98%, period. After walking 546 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%, period. Empagraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. I'm sorry, this may be Tom Daniels, not Tori Daniels, if you could make that correction. Thank you. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Darlene Duchaine, D-U-C-H-A-I-N-E. This goes to Tori Asbury, DO. On 10/25/22, Mrs. Duchaine performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her rumen saturation was 97%, period. At 2 minutes, the patient dropped her saturation to 86%, period. By 3 minutes and 8 seconds, she was back to 97%. And at 6 minutes, she dropped to 85%, period. Total ambulation was 285 meters, period. Empagraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Cynthia Eckerd, ECHERD. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 10/25/22, Mrs. Eckerd performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction, period. There was a minimal improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/19/22, there's been no significant change, period. Empagraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Thank you.